an insight into. Our insight into article is in every magazine. We ask a member of staff a set number of questions so we can get to know them a bit better. In this issue, we've been talking to the Reverend Graham Peacock. He's chaplain for the Yorkshire locality. What's the best thing about your job?
When someone invites you into their life and shares things that they may not have told many people or anyone, and then watching them on the journey to their recovery. I only started with the Trust in March 2015, and everything still feels new and exciting. I like this organisation and the people within it.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
I really don't think like that. One day I'd like to own a place to live. For many years we haven't.
What was your first job?
I had lots of casual jobs as a student, but my first proper job was as a housing officer for Oldham Council. As part of that, I was one of the last council door-to-door rent collectors, travelling around some tough estates with hundreds, sometimes thousands, of pounds, and no security. I survived. More seriously, it gave me my first insight into mental health issues.
Whose picture did you have on your wall as a teenager?
As a student, I had a big poster of a soldier kneeling on a battlefield with the word "Why" on it. I also had a big poster of U2, the Joshua Tree. I have an MA in U2 and theology now.
How would you like to spend your leisure time?
Juggling, and not always successfully. Being with my family, I'm married with 11 and 14-year-old boys, leading a beaver scout colony, amateur dramatics, I'm in a panto, playing bad guitar, I go running 3 or 4 times a week, blogging, booking and running gigs, and spending most Friday nights at my local with my friends. And there is church as well.
Do you have a claim to fame?
During 2014, I met two of my all-time musical idols, Martin Joseph and Duke Special, both at gigs that I had booked. I can still bore people by recounting tales about that, including the time that Duke Special stopped an encore at the Sage to come across and say hello to me. I'll stop there.
If you could witness any event, past, present or future, what would it be?
I would have liked to have been there when Martin Luther King delivered his "I Have a Dream" speech, to sense the passion and feel the hope of evil overcome by love.
What was the last book you read?
Elizabeth is Missing by Emma Healy. I see a lot of people with dementia, and that is why I read the book. Once I started reading, I was both captivated and moved. It is rare I read a book that has that much effect on me.
Where did you spend your last holiday?
Oh, 3 weeks in the Loire Valley, France, with my family, winding down to a standstill.
What is your main ambition in life?
I guess an underlying principle to who I am and what I aspire to be is from a book in the Old Testament. Act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. I don't always manage it,